Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome all on the program this evening.
Amen.
The internet program, Bible Questions and Answers. So we're just blessed with the opportunity of God to just preach the word of God over the internet program. So we just thank our listening audience for tuning in with us on this evening. This program is every Tuesday and Thursday night, 7:30 to 8:30. Every Tuesday and Thursday. We have our panelists with us, Brother L.C. Parker Jr. of the Darren Luke Church of Christ, Brother Jay Johnson, Brother William of the Church of Christ there in Wharton, Texas, and Lewis Park IV, Brother of Darren Luke Church of Christ, and Brother Bryant Brown, our administrator. So we're just blessed to have all on this evening, on this panel.
Yeah.
We have years and years and years of gospel preaching experience. So therefore, if you have a Bible question, please call in and we'll give you a Bible answer. And let
Amen.
Me say this. The reason we say we'll give you a Bible answer if you got a Bible question, not just an answer, but a Bible answer, because a lot of people, when they ask questions, they might get an answer, but it may not be a Bible answer, a scriptural answer. It might be someone's opinion. It may be what someone, some pastor learned at some seminary or some textbook, but we're not here to deal with opinions and what man think and what she said and what he said.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters to us is what thus saith the Lord. So therefore, if you have a question, please press button number one on your phone. Our administrator, Brother Brown, will put you through. We could hear you. You could hear us. And if you ask a Bible question, then we'll give you a Bible.
Amen.
For a word of God. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to preach your word and to be used of you, Father. We just pray that men everywhere may hear your word, believe it, repent of their sins, confess, and be baptized. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, one thing that I just want to bring up briefly is one of the roles of the church, and clearly the mission of the church, Jesus gave in Matthew 28:8-20, when he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." He says, "Preach, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." So the mission of the church obviously is to evangelize. And everyone would agree with that. You know, everyone knows that the Great Commission is clearly one of the primary roles of the church, you know. But another thing that I want to bring up too is another purpose for the church too is reconciliation. So
yes.
We know that God sent His Son, and with the death of His Son and the pouring of Christ's blood, the old covenant was fulfilled. But also, mankind was reconciled to God, and God reversed the sin of Adam. Basically, if you remember Adam and Eve, they sinned. So God told them initially that the day you sin, you shall surely die, and so forth. And God made intercession, a sacrifice, a substitutionary atonement for them. You know, so that's known as the fall of mankind. However, the Bible teaches that although death came through the man, through the first Adam, which is the man we know as Adam, life will come through the second Adam, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So therefore, God sent His Son to reverse the fall of mankind. But the church, there's a purpose for the church, though, is that the church is where God places the saved at. And it's interesting how that the church is also referred to as the body. Referred to as the body of Christ, because what happened is that God takes the saved and places the saved into the body of Christ. So therefore, the church is recognized as Christ's bride. Paul tells us that a man and woman, when they come together, they become one. You know, so therefore, Christ and His bride, the church of Christ, and Christ. You know, we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. See, you know, and now with that being said, the interesting part about that is that whenever Christ died, it satisfied God's judgment, but also imputed righteousness to mankind when we're obedient to the gospel, and we become as what Paul refers to as justified And that's basically a legal term, meaning that although we're guilty, we're looked at in the eyesight of God as if we're not guilty. We're found guiltless, you know, upon obedience of the gospel. So therefore, when we're found not guilty, see, that's God imputing to us his righteousness. So therefore, we are reconciled to God as members of the Church of Christ. And also, God put in the church, there's no more division. You know, the original Israel, the Jewish people, was God's people all along under the old covenant. Under the new covenant, however, Jews and Gentiles were put together all into one body, and that's what Paul refers to as the great mystery, and that's Gentile inclusion in salvation history. So we thank God that we're able, the whole world is able to be saved. So see, that's a message for everybody, because we live in a very wicked, a very dangerous, a very dark time in this world today. And but I believe that mankind everywhere could know or should know that God is a God of grace and forgiveness. So therefore, it's up to us as children of God, as the Church of Christ, to preach the Word of God, to preach the salvation, the love and grace of God. And what happens is that when men are saved, that's our mission, see. And that's what we're supposed to be about, you know, now. And that's our role. And I feel like this. I feel like that if we as children of God are not out there spreading the message of God, then we are not living up to our purpose.
Yes.
And if we're not living according to our purpose, then what use have God for us? So therefore, as children of God, each of us need to be evangelizing, spreading the word to somebody else. Because a lot of times we look at all the darkness that's going on in the world today and say, well, what am I supposed to do about it? You know, it's a lot you could do. Number one, first and foremost thing that every Christian ought to be doing is prayer.
Amen.
You need to stay before the throne of grace about all the things that's going on in the world. But also at the same time, we need to do our part in being light in this world of darkness. Instead of just complaining and talking, and just, look, sure, the world is dark. That's nothing new. It's been dark. Evil has been dark.
Yes.
However, we are the light, Jesus say. We are the light. So therefore, we need to get out there and let our light shine in this dark world. And one way we do that is by living the life, number one, living the life, being a model and example for others, but also spreading the word. We need to get out there and spread the gospel of God. And I truly believe that if every Christian was about our Father's business, then not only will we be blessed in this world, but the world will be blessed for having us in it.
Amen.
Amen. I'll pass it on, Brother Parker.
Yes, absolutely right. You know, we were told to 2 Timothy 4, as you said, Brother Parker, preach the word.
Preach. Amen. Amen.
Be instant in season. What do you mean, Paul? Instant. When people lacking it, and you got a lot of baptism and everything, and people not even raising much sand or hell in the church, he said, instant in season. Be ready to preach all the time in the season. And he said,
amen.
And even outside. In other words, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. So when people don't like it, don't you get scared and not want to preach. There are a lot of men coming into churches scared to preach. You know, preach means to proclaim loudly the word of God. And that's got to happen in churches. We have young men and older men that are in churches with microphones and whispering and carrying on. See, if you don't believe it, set your rump on a stump somewhere. Preach it to proclaim loudly in a public place. He said, reprove them. Rebuke them. Make them better. Rebuke them. Stop them from doing all that hell up in the church and raising sand. Reprove, rebuke. Exhort. Encourage them. Begin to raise them up. Help them lift them up. Exhort. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort. With all long suffering. Now, you got to understand that if you're going to be a preacher, you've got to suffer. You're going to have people telling you all kinds of stuff. I've had guns drawn on me, shown to me, right in the pulpit. I stood up with his loaded gun and showed it to me and said, if I get up there and say that one more time, he's going to use that gun on me. And I didn't care. You know, I did the wrong thing. I brought me a gun and put it underneath the brace your breech, you know what I'm doing? Under the sand. Amen. Yeah. Now, that was protection. You know, let me reprove that. I had one in my car under my seat, but one of the brothers in the church put a gun, a loaded gun, up in the pulpit and told me, say, Brother Parker, if you need it, use it. And I was happy. I was happy because I preached crazy that Sunday. Same stuff that that man stood up and pulled a pistol on me. I preached crazy. And then as I was preaching crazy, I reached under and grabbed that gun and said, look, this is what somebody put up here to help me with. Amen. I said, God, the Holy Ghost moves in a mystical way, as wonders to perform. And you talking about a wonder, it was a wonder. And that guy sit down and never brought a gun back up in there. A lot of bad things happened to him. A lot of bad things happened to him. He died early, yeah, too. See, God will make a way out of no way for us if we do his will. Don't nobody make you back down. I had that to happen, and that just made me strong. And when I went to other towns and cities to preach gospel meetings, I just preached. I was in the Beaumont area preaching a gospel meeting and baptized over 200 people. Hooray! That was a blessing. The first church out of the day just coming up there every night of the week, just coming up getting baptized. Amen? And you know, sometimes I went back after that meeting and preached at another church and they came up baptizing them. And I hope, trust, and pray that they're still in Christ Jesus. Because those brothers down there were some good, strong preachers, too. I haven't been down there in a while, but I'd like to visit back again and see how things are coming. We got to know the power of the Word of God. I've baptized some people that were just total hellions. I mean, living wickedly, cussing up in the church, fussing up in the church, and everything else. And I'd get up and I'd preach the word on them, tell them they're going to hell. Shut your mouth, don't be cussing. We got Christians in here that want to live right and do right and die right, and you up in here cussing. Don't do it anymore. God gonna take care of you. And you know something? God did take care of one of those men at one of the churches. Took care of him. Yes, put him in the bed the rest of his life until he died, in the bed. And the Christians, I told them, let's go visit, let's be with him. I wasn't preaching at that church again, but I'd leave the church where I was and go and preach and told them, look, let's go visit this man. Amen? And when we went to visit, he was so happy he didn't know what to do. You know, and one Sunday there, I talked to Brooke, with the other members that were there and everything. And he said, Brother Parker, you know something? I said, I want to repent. I said, Brother, yes, repent. First ever two or three gathered together. We're the church now because we're on a Sunday here visiting with you. Amen. And we prayed. Everybody there, every man there prayed. Amen. And later on, he passed away. So, you know, we got to do what God told us to do. Now, you know, and I think that was a real good thing to do. Amen. We could not deny him praying. He wanted to repent of all the hell and foolishness that he had been doing. Amen. That's to God. We pray for one another. Amen. God knows. He knows the hearts of every man. Amen. We've got to do that. Now, if there's a call in or anything, press button number one, and we'll let you in with your question. Brother Johnson, Brother William.
Yes.
Yes, we turn it over to you.
All right. Well, we want to address a problem tonight on the radio,
yes,
if we can.
Amen.
We know that the Bible condemns sin.
Amen.
We might have to wake up and face, you just brought it out plainly, but we're going to bring it out better in God's word. I want to go to the Old Testament. I want to go to Job chapter 24, and I want to start reading at verse number 13 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to see something here that men need to recognize when they're in sin.
Yes.
We need to quit playing with God and get it right, like you said, Brother Parker. If we don't get it right, we're going to hell. There's no playing with God. God is not a toy you wind up in fear or a toy of us. We need to read His word and try to learn about Him.
Seriously.
Huh? You take this book and you got it in your hand, you better preach it the way it is, or you going to hell. I don't care who it offends. If it offends me, I need to get it right. I don't need to sit there and get mad and pout like a little boy and ain't grown up yet. I need to be a man and face my responsibility.
Amen.
Huh? I listen to what he says here. In Job chapter 24, beginning at verse 13, he says, "They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the way thereof, nor abide in the path thereof.
Amen.
The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and the needy and the might as in sight, as it is a thief. Is also of adultery waits for the twilight, saying, no eyes see thee, and disguise his face. And darkness they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light." "They know not the light." God is the light. And God will expose you if you are in sin. We got to come out of sin and walk in the light, like the Bible tells us.
That's it.
God's word. We are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Write these scriptures down because they will help you. We are teaching what God wants us to teach. Let's raise up the church where it ought to be, the word of God, and quit playing with it. We are on our way to hell when we do all these old foolish things. We got some preachers need to stop it and get it straight with God. Quit committing adultery. If I'm married to a woman, I should stay with that woman until I die. Or she die one. I don't need to go out here and look for another wife. God gave me my wife, Brother Parker. He gave me my real back. Now, if I don't want that rib, then I don't need no other rib.
All right.
Amen.
Because I got my rib back, just like Adam got his rib. We got too many people want to jack up and crack up and break up. Live up, huh? We got too many doing it, and it's in the Church of Christ. You see, when we leave the church, now watch this here, I'm going to show you something. When we sin willfully, we have left Christ and we're no longer a child of God.
Amen.
Come on, talk to me now. Faithful to God, we're no longer his child. We got to repent, Brother William. Let's face it the way it is.
That's the key.
We got to repent. And the third, we got to repent and come back to God. God is not us. We got folk want to stay out there in the world until it gets so old. Now, Lord, I'm ready to serve you. What was the problem in the first place? You got a lot of folk don't want to do what God said. Well, I'm only 25 years old. They died at a baby's age.
Yeah.
Huh? Right. That old. A day old. Sometimes they die before they get here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Oh, we're right, thinking we're getting away. Then here we go. We disguise ourselves. Oh, we dressing up so neatly now, Brother William. Mm-hmm. We can dress seeing up so beautifully. Oh, I put on my little fancy clothes, and I'm just as neat and nice. What about the heart?
All right.
Amen.
What about the heart, Brother Parker? I can't dress it up and can't cover it up.
No.
Amen.
God's going to have to undress it to get me straight.
Yeah.
God will expose darkness.
Amen.
He will let his minister and member see it, and you caught in the dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
You caught in.
Yes.
We got a many preachers, many members, many elders and deacons all over the world in the church playing with God.
Amen.
The way to hell for it.
Mm.
And we got to preach the word. They don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
They get mad.
Amen.
They swell up and fuss and cuss. Huh?
Yeah.
Bone, Brother William, knock me out of joint. They mad now because they done got exposed by God's word. We got
Amen.
To tell these brothers the
yeah.
truth.
Yeah.
I ain't nobody's friend when it comes to God's word. I ain't
Amen.
No friend, bro. Sinning.
Amen.
If you're in sin, I'm your friend. I'm going to tell you like it is.
Yeah.
Brother William, if you're in sin, I'm not your friend.
Amen.
I don't love you if I don't tell you.
Amen.
Huh? The world
yeah.
don't want to hear it. In the church.
Yeah.
They get mad, Brother William. We, on Sunday, we had that problem. Folks getting mad because we tell them
Amen.
The truth.
Yeah.
The Bible is not. Because we don't like what it says.
Ooh.
Amen.
It's the word of God.
Yes.
John 3,
Amen.
Verses 18-21 says, men love darkness rather than light.
Because?
Amen.
Because they're deep and evil.
That's it.
They don't want to turn loose sin. Well, you know, I'm still young, Brother William. You
mm-hmm.
know, but.
Amen.
I'm coming back to the Lord. I'm coming back to the When you walk away from God, you're going to have some problems.
Amen.
You're going to have a
Amen.
Whole lot of problems. Your spirit going to die. Huh?
Yeah.
Your soul going to die.
Amen.
Spiritually, you already dead by the eyes of God.
Lost
for eternity.
Yes.
Going to hell.
Yep.
Yeah. You talking about, well, I'm all right with God. No, you're not. If you haven't obeyed
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You going straight to hell. I don't care who you is.
Yeah.
Even if I walk away from God, Brother William, I'm going to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know why is it they don't want to hear it? They better let us warn them now because you go to
Amen.
Hell, brother, when you're not out of hell.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're not coming out of hell. You're not talking about prison.
None, sure.
We ain't talking about prison, brethren.
Dude.
We talking about a place where you go in torment and
Amen.
Stay there for eternity.
Forever.
Yes.
Huh? Just ask the rich man.
Hmm.
He
Amen.
Can tell you about it.
Yes.
And Luke the 16th chapter, verse 19-31, the man went to hell because of sin.
Yes.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
God and sin, he couldn't even get himself together.
Amen.
He waited too late.
Yes.
Got too many people playing around.
Yeah.
They think
Amen.
They can do what they do. They think they can get away with sin.
Yeah.
Sin is approach to anybody.
Amen. People.
Any nation of the world. And we still trying to get away with it.
Mm.
Amen.
I don't want to hurt it. Best friend. I ain't got no best friend. You don't either. When it
Amen.
Comes to the word of God, you gotta cut them folks off. If
Amen.
They don't repent, cut them off. God cuts them
Amen.
Off. God is not your friend in sin.
No.
Yes.
Why we say that?
Hmm.
Everybody want to be a friend to everybody. I'm not your
Amen.
Friend if you in sin.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you how to get out of it. I come to you as a brother, and then you get attitude with me.
Hmm.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on our soul.
Yeah.
You know, the Apostle Paul had to correct Peter.
Yes, he did.
Huh?
Amen.
In the chapter 2, beginning at verse 4 through 14, he had to face Peter. Peter was still prejudiced against the Gentile nation. Although he led him to Christ, but he was prejudiced. He didn't want to deal with him. Him and Barnabas got carried away with that foolishness. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 14, 15. We have a lot of folks in the church talking about they love Jesus, they lie.
Mm-hmm.
But still sinning. Come on, Brother William, it's time to wind up the clock.
That's right.
And get it straight. Your soul at a stake, and you still going to keep on sinning. I come to you, you get mad. I come to you as a brother. Mm. I say, look, man, you need to stop that, man. God, he please. You don't tell me I'm grown. I do what I want to do. Wait a minute, brother. I'm trying to help you, and you think I'm trying to destroy you. We got brothers in the church. You can't talk to them no more. Ooh, Lord, have mercy on us. Why can't we talk to one another peacefully? We got an attitude, brethren. What is wrong with us? But we claim we Church of Christ. Oh, we get around a little buddy. Hey, man, you know what? I'm Church of Christ, man. Hey, Leroy, I'm brother so-and-so. I'm a member of the Church of Christ, Brother Leroy. Brother Parker, I'm a member of the Church of Christ. And you living in sin.
Living in sin.
Brother Parker, but you claim to be a member of the Church of Christ.
Mm.
You going to hell with the devil people.
Amen.
Amen.
You hide from God.
No.
So why are you trying to hide? Just confess your fault and get it straight with God. We got to get it right with God.
You ain't got nothing to hide.
If you honest, you're right, brother. If you honest, you ain't got nothing to hide. You just tell it like it is. Say, well, I say in church, pray for me. Help me.
Yeah.
I ask the church to help you. Let's walk together.
Amen.
Let's put all of those foolishness. How can two walk together except they agree?
Yeah.
Amos 3,
Amen.
3.
Yeah.
If we can't agree, we can't walk together.
Makes sense.
Amen.
Well, God put it in the book, and we still try to outdo one another. We don't want to walk together. We want to outdo one another. Well, brother, if I can preach better than you, I'm telling myself I can do better. Well, it ain't about preaching better than one another. It's about teaching the people the truth.
Amen.
It's about outdoing somebody. Well, Brother Johnson, you know a little bit more about the Bible, Brother William. I think I'll go over here and listen to him. Then if I preach too tight, no, I think I better go back over here to Brother William. He kind of put a little bit of water on it so I can get by.
Mm.
No, sir, no, ma'am. We're not putting no water on it. We're going to tell you like it is. You're going to hell if you don't get it right on planet Earth.
Amen.
That's the bottom line.
Yes, sir.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah,
we're not gonna play with you,
sugarcoat.
Huh?
Amen.
We walk around here with a Bible in our hands, and we don't even share the message, right?
Don't tell nobody
about.
Don't.
And then we get around to, but we shame, Leroy.
Yeah,
we're ashamed. Oh,
shame to God.
And we'll say, oh, well, you know, yeah, you're right, brother. You know, so and so. Right. No, son. No,
I
don't man.
Say
I want.
Amen.
I want hurt. Well, let me tell you something. He's going to hell, and guess what? Since you didn't want it, you're going to hell with him.
Amen.
You didn't want the brother, and you had a chance to warn him, and both of you going to the same place.
Yep.
So get mad, radio man. We're still going to tell you about hell.
True.
We're not going to tell you any different. So you can call him what you want. You can talk about it. You can call it a snake to a dog, a rat to a cat. We're still going to tell you about hell. Hell is all over the Bible.
Amen.
All over the book.
Amen.
And we still don't want to tell about
it. Yes.
They say hell. But they get mad. They get mad, brother. You know, if we keep on preaching hell, they're going to run them off. Let them run off. They're running off. You know what they're running to? They're running straight to hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what I do.
You leave the truth.
Huh? If you leave the truth, you run to hell, Brother Parker.
Amen.
Amen.
Got a lot of folk going that way.
Yeah.
Huh? Don't come back.
Yes.
You're in trouble. Apostle Paul said, expressing in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil.
Yeah.
1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2. It's already happening. It happened then, it's happening now. We got people leaving the church because they don't want to hear the truth. Ain't
yeah.
that pitiful?
Yeah.
You got back Christ, and then you leave the church.
Yeah.
You now you know what you're leaving? You're leaving Christ.
Amen.
That's who you're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaving Christ. You see, you got the truth. Where else you going to get truth at, Brother William? It's in the book, and then we turn our back on God. We got a whole lot of folks better straighten up and fly right.
Amen.
Amen.
We know it's right. You know it's right, Brother Parker. You can't outrun. You can run all you want to.
Yes.
You can cuss God if you want to, but you still going to face him in the judgment.
Yes, sir.
We got people, they shake their fists at God. I ain't doing what he say. Okay, don't do it. Go to hell then.
Amen.
We tell you what the Bible says. I noticed something, Brother Parker. We can tell them the truth, but they can't tell us the truth.
Amen.
We know, Brother William, and they'll argue with us. Y'all wrong.
Yeah.
How are we wrong if we showing it the Bible? You got the same book. The same
pages,
and we tell you the judgment page, then you turn around and say, y'all ain't teaching it right.
Oh.
Okay, how do we supposed to teach it?
Amen.
How do we supposed to teach it?
Yes.
We got people say, oh, Brother Johnson and Brother William think they's just too smart. Oh, well, every time they preach, they got to talk about hell. We're going to keep talking about it until you get it straight.
Amen.
Yeah.
So get ready for it, radio player. Excuse me. It's so sad. We live
Amen.
At home. We got 6 days to study the Bible, and we won't study it. We won't even go to worship.
Yeah.
We won't even worship God, and we claim to be members of the Church of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
We are forsaking the assembly together, and we know it's wrong.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10,
Amen.
Verse 25. Forsaken not the assembly of yourselves together as the day approaches.
As the manner of some is.
A lot of them know they right, and you know they still skip service.
They forsake.
They forsake the assembly willfully, and that's a sin, and you're out of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You out of Christ. I don't care what you say.
Outside.
You on the outside looking on the inside.
Amen.
We talked about
Amen.
That today, brother.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it some more. Amen.
You on the outside looking in. You got to repent to come back to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
No, people don't want to repent. They talking that crazy talk.
Mm-hmm.
What do God got to do? Destroy the whole nation?
Yes.
To get
Amen.
Our attention? God has told us what to do. He gave us the book.
Amen.
Now you repent back to me. The nation that forgot God is going to hell.
Yes.
Job chapter 8, verse 13. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. Psalm 79, verse 6. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9.
Yep.
He says, ye that are troubled, rest with us.
Yes.
And Philemon 5, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Punish with everlasting from the presence and the glory of the Lord. God said, if you don't know me, I'm going to punish you. You go into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We got people talking about that all Brother Johnson and Brother William preach every time they get on the radio.
Really?
It's hell.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to keep on preaching it.
All right.
These preachers better come out of this adulterous mess and quit trying to hide behind the title Church of Christ.
Yeah.
They're not going to get away with it.
Nah.
You either married to Christ or you're not.
That's it.
And when you see it, you have got a divorce from Christ.
Amen.
The Bible tells me Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23 through 25. He says the husband is the head of his wife.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And Christ
right.
is the head of the church and
Amen.
The savior of the body.
Amen.
And if I go and practice sin and step on the outside, I'm no longer a child of God and I'm no longer married to Christ.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
These preachers want to get away with it. Let me talk with them. I'll tell them to his face. You need to come back.
Repent.
Repent. Then we got some people want to play this old game. Well, she went out and committed adultery, Brother William. So why can't I go out and commit adultery? Because God says you couldn't do it. God do commit adultery. But oh no, but you know what the Bible says in Hebrews 13:4? Huh?
Yeah.
God shall right. judge whole mother and adultery. That's what you gonna do now. The Bible is a correction book. It corrects you. It straightens you up. You want to be a real man? Follow God's way. God will make you a real man or a real lady.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
God can do it. All you got to do is humble yourself before the Almighty God and repent of your sins. Get rid of your sins, ladies and gentlemen. If you are in Christ, repent. If you're outside of Christ and never obeyed Christ, repent and be baptized.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Got too many people in the church, in the world today. All you got to do is believe. Believe what?
The gospel.
Huh?
The truth.
The truth. You got to believe and be baptized. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yeah.
Huh? Got a lot of folk going to hell, and they won't obey God. God can't help them.
That's
God
it.
Can't help you if you go to hell.
Mm.
He can't pull you out.
He can't. Not if
God only can pull you out when you repent and be baptized.
Amen.
Now, he'll pull you out then. But if you choose not to obey his will, you go to hell.
Yeah.
We got a lot of folks don't want to obey the gospel. They want to play with the Bible and talk crazy to us. Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, Brother William, that's all they ever say. You're going to hell. We're going to keep saying it until you get it right.
Yes.
You're going to have to come on with it or don't get on the radio program. One of the two.
Uh-huh.
The Bible still speaks the same thing. It will speak the same thing tomorrow if God let the world turn over.
Amen.
God's not going to change the book. Huh? Yes. God sealed, put his seal on it. And when God put his seal on it, that was it.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Bible teaches me what to do, and then I don't do it. I'm going to get mad with God because God said something. We get an attitude with God because God says something. Let me tell you something, brethren. You better get right before you die. Because you die, that's all over.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to do what God says. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. You know, I look at the Bible, Brother William, and I check me out. See, I don't check you because I ain't going to be checking you out.
Uh-huh.
I better check James out, see what's happening. You see, Peter said in 1 Peter 1:22, he said, seeing you have purified your soul and obeying the truth through the spirit of the unfreed love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart.
Yes.
We got to obey the truth. Huh?
Hello.
If we don't obey, then we going to hell.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on our way to hell. Because we won't do what God tells us.
That's true.
We don't want to do it. The next verse, in this same verse I would read, it says, and listen to this, and being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God.
Yes.
Which liveth and abideth forever.
Yes.
We got to be born again.
Amen.
How you be born again? Of the water and of the spirit. John 3:3-5. People say you ain't got to do that, brother. But the Bible says you do. Now, which one is right? Now, which one is right?
All right.
Oh, come on now. If man write, close the book. And if God write, obey the book. Huh? Now, you make up your choice. Make your mind up. When we obey the gospel, listen to me, church.
Mm-hmm.
When we obey the gospel, We saying we're going to quit following what's in the world.
Amen.
We're going to follow what Christ say.
That's it.
What I ain't got nothing to do with you, ain't rich. I ain't got nothing to do with you, ain't got a car, or ain't got a house, or ain't got this, or ain't got that. You said you going to follow Christ. The apostles didn't have all of this stuff, and they still follow Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible tells us to lay up treasures in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Seek those things which are above, not nothing in the earth, because when we seek what's in the earth, it's all going to perish.
Amen.
We got folk in the world, they were after material things,
yeah,
cars and houses and boats and everything, but they ain't after Christ.
Mm. Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on our soul.
Yes.
Mm.
We better get this right while we got a chance. If you die in your sins, you had it.
Yes.
Ain't no sense crying after death. Ain't no sense going to a dead man's funeral.
Huh?
Ain't no sense going there. If
that's
he
right.
died on the outside, let the dead bury the dead. Luke 6.
Yeah.
Amen.
62. Let the dead bury the Jesus and go preach the gospel.
Yeah.
Go teach it and preach it. We try to worry about burying the dead. I ain't worried about burying a dead man. He's dead, he's dead. Huh?
Yeah.
Jesus, go preach. I remember one time, Brother Parker, I was preaching a funeral, but it was one of our own brethren that passed. The people thought,
yeah,
I don't get up there about him. I said, no, sir, no, ma'am. I preach Christ to them.
Amen.
I preached about the man laying there. I preached about him. For he preached this funeral while he was on earth living.
Amen.
God justified that.
Yeah.
If he was faithful to God, he went where he had to go. If he was unfaithful to God, he still went on where he had to go.
That's right.
We worry about preaching to the dead. We better preach to the ones that's still alive and got a chance to get saved if they want to be saved.
Yeah.
But if they don't want to be saved, let them go to hell.
Amen.
All we can do is tell you what God say.
Amen.
That's all we can do. Preachers out here committing adultery, marrying, and all that. That's a sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't cover sin.
Amen.
just ask King David.
Huh? Amen.
King David couldn't cover sin.
You can't
cover sin. Amen.
God's going to expose it.
Yeah.
Then what you going to do?
Hmm.
You better repent. Repent. Get it straight with God.
Amen.
Don't get it straight with me. God is the one that's doing the judging. Do you know God is judging us on this radio ministry?
Yeah.
We don't preach the truth, we go on to hell anyway.
Amen.
Yes.
God is looking at us. I want you to preach the word.
Yes.
He said, I want you to preach it now. Don't be scared. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm by your side if you preach what I
do. Amen.
You see, I'm going to show you how God is looking at us. Now watch this here. I got the scripture for you, so you write it down. 1 Peter.
Yeah.
Yes. Chapter 4. I'm going to show you that God is judging. Watch what he say here now. I'm talking to the church of Christ and the world at the same time.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 4, I'm starting at verse 17 and 18.
Yeah.
He said, for the time will come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Uh-huh.
And at first you begin at us. What shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved,
yes,
where will the ungodly, et cetera, appear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, that's a mouthful. Are you ready?
All right.
God said, why would you appear? You going to hell if you don't come to Christ. Do you know every one of us that got baptized into Jesus Christ had to come to Christ?
Amen.
Yes.
Demons came to Jesus by night, Brother William.
Yes.
The Bible said by night. I don't know why he came to him by night, but I know he came to him.
Yes.
God did not play with him. He told the man what he had to do to be saved.
That's right.
Now, if Nicodemus didn't do it, that was his business.
Yeah.
But guess what? God didn't save him in sin.
No.
God ain't going to save you today the same way.
Yes.
If you don't come to him, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Now, he just gave you the book. He said, come to me. I'll give you life. Can't nobody else give you life, Brother William?
Nope.
I can't give it to you. If I could, I'd be God. I can't give you either way. God is so sure of himself. Now, let me show you something about God. The Apostle Paul wrote it in Romans, the 8th chapter. Brother William, get that right quick, because I want to read verses 8 through 11 right quick. I don't want to read the whole thing. I want you to read verses 8 through 11. I want to show y'all something about my God, what he can do for you. I love that passage of Scripture. That Scripture helps me all the time when I read, Brother William.
What he will do.
What he will do.
For his saints.
For his saints. If you in Christ, he's going to help you. If you're on the outside, he ain't going to do nothing for you, but you just die and go to hell. That's all it is to it.
Amen.
Read.
So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
Oh, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Read.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
You are in the spirit now. Read.
Indeed, the spirit of God dwells in you.
Uh-huh.
Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
Okay, read on.
And if Christ be in you, the flesh is dead, the body is dead, because of sin.
Oh, look at that.
The spirit is because of righteousness.
Read.
But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through the spirit who dwells in you.
All right. Now, let me ask a question. Now, Brother William read that plainly. Do you believe that?
All right.
He read it too plainly. Now, if you don't believe that, you don't believe nothing.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God what he will do for us. God do not lie, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
We better obey God before we leave this planet Earth. Because if we don't, we're going to hell. I don't care how you feel about it. I know people talk about that's how Brother Johnson and Brother William say, people going to hell. We ain't just telling you that. We know that for a fact if you don't do what God tell you. We got the book in front of us. The Bible says it, and we got to follow what God says.
And we have to warn the righteous.
Got to warn the righteous and the wicked.
Amen.
And if we don't warn you, then we're going to be held in account for it.
Yeah.
People are going to tell God to judge you. But I didn't know. God goes, what you say? You didn't know, and you didn't tell them,
well,
and you didn't preach to them. You didn't preach what I told you to preach. Go to hell yourself.
All right. Amen. That's true.
Yeah, because he's going to tell you to go to hell.
Yeah.
Now, he already know they're going to hell. You going too. Now, well, boy, that's a bad situation.
That's bad.
That's a bad situation. I'm going to hell. You going to hell. You didn't warn me. You didn't tell me nothing about Christ. I'm going on to hell anyway. Then you come down. I'm going to ask you, brother, what you down here for? Well, you know, Brother Johnson, I didn't tell you nothing about Jesus. I had an opportunity. But I didn't say nothing about him to you.
Yeah.
Now we're both in the same place.
Mm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Brethren, let me tell you something. This fornication and adultery is going to carry a man to hell.
Amen.
He said, hypocrisy, we can't get away with it.
No.
We got to get it out the church.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to get it out of the church of Christ.
Stop doing
these things.
Yep.
Jesus warned us in Matthew 15, verse 7 through 14. You got to get rid of it.
Amen.
And get it out of the church. And try to go along with somebody. Well, that's my friend. You ain't got no friends. Cut your friends off.
In sin?
In sin? How you going to be a friend to a man in sin?
That makes no sense spiritually.
I don't care if you've been knowing him 40 years. If he's in sin and you go along with it, you're going to hell with it. So you might as well go to sin with the man.
Yep.
You might as well go to sin with the man. Because if the man, if you don't tell it and he died that way, God goes, well, you know, you was right. You was a member of the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you did all what I commanded you, but you didn't warn your brother.
You just
let him drift on by. Now you down there with him too. You can go on down there with him and join him. Now y'all showing up as friends. You're friends for eternity in hell.
Amen.
And burning together. No life in hell.
No, it's dark.
It's dark as in hell.
Utter.
God made hell.
Amen.
He made it for the devil and his angel.
Yeah.
Amen.
hell for man.
No.
Man choose to go. Huh?
He didn't create man for hell.
That's right. Man choose to go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it right down here, you might as well get on away from God. God's not going to fool with you. We got the book. What is wrong with the book? You know what's wrong with the book? It doesn't say what I wanted to say. That's what's wrong with it.
Well, there's something wrong with us.
And we don't want to follow it.
Yeah.
So when we give, brother, I make up excuses.
Yeah.
I make up all kinds of excuses. I'm in sin. I'm supposed to be a man of God, but I'm living in sin.
Yeah.
I'm committing adultery when I know it's wrong. I'm out here chasing. Let's put it the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm chasing all kind of women. My wife is chasing all kind of men. Well, if he's doing it, I guess I do it too.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Parker, what's wrong with us?
Sin.
Amen.
Sin. We sin.
Eyes of adultery. Full of
adultery. Huh? We're sitting up here playing this game.
Yeah.
So I said, cut it out. Oh, we ain't going to do what God say. Oh, no, I ain't doing what God say. God don't tell me what to do. Well, who's telling you what to do here?
Because
I can't tell you what to do from the word of God. We're going to tell you what to do. There's nobody else to tell you.
All right.
God has put it in the book, Brother Will.
Amen.
He said, go by this. But we want to go by the preacher. What is the preacher got that God don't have?
Nothing.
Okay, then. With the case closed, then. Now, is the case closed or is it still open? The case is closed because if man ain't got nothing else to give you but the word of God, that's it.
Yeah,
whether it's you accept it or reject it, you still going to hell if you don't obey it.
It's settled.
God has settled the case right here.
Amen.
God said, get it right.
Amen.
Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Not tomorrow, not next week. We need to cut all this old foolishness out. I don't believe that. You tell me you don't believe what God say. Well, you want to go to hell then. Like, go ahead. I'm not going to cry over you. I'm not going to even shed 1 ounce of tear over you.
All right.
If you die, you fly. And that's it.
Amen.
And God is not even going to cry over you. And he's in heaven. See, we want to go. Here we want to go to heaven, brethren. This how, I'm going to show you something about this. We want to go to heaven, but we want to go on our time.
Yeah.
When God said,
In our own way.
In our own way. Well, God, now, I'm 75, 80 years old. Now, I'm just about ready to serve you now. Brother William, I don't have the energy then like I got it now. I'm 90 years old, but I don't have that energy that I had 45 years ago.
Yeah.
Why did I do something about it then? No, why I didn't do nothing about it? I didn't believe what God said.
All right.
I ain't going to die yet. I thought I'd go live forever, and I died in sin. I was already dead.
Yeah.
I was just waiting on to the cemetery.
Seriously dead.
I was already dead, and didn't even know it. Huh?
All right.
Amen.
Got a lot of folks in the church is dead. They just is dead, and I'm sitting up in this wheelchair. Why? Because they won't obey God and repent. The nation needs to repent.
Amen.
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 The whole world needs to repent. If you in sin tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you need to repent and be baptized. If you are in sin, church, you need to repent and confess your fault to one another. Like Jesus says in John, James chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Confess your fault to one another. What's the problem? What's the problem? You don't want to do it? Well, then, don't call on God for nothing. Don't ask God for nothing. Don't even say, God, help me. Just go to hell. You say, God, I'm going to hell. Forget about it. God ain't going to shut the door on hell. You're gone because you didn't do what I told you.
All right.
I'm grinning in your face, but all the time I can't stand you. I want to take your place. Huh?
All right.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with us? We don't believe what God says.
All right.
Huh?
Here goes yeah.
Do you believe this book? You know, a lot of people say, I believe in God, Brother Johnson. I believe in God, Brother Will. But we don't obey God. See, believing alone never put man in Christ.
Yes. Amen.
When you obey, then you're going to hell.
He that believeth
and is baptized shall be saved. What is the problem tonight? Heard the message? Do you believe the message? Are you ready to repent of your sin?
Yeah.
Are you ready to confess Christ? Are you ready to be baptized? If you have did that, Now, here's the plan. I'm going to show you something. You might have been in Christ, but if you don't step outside of Christ, you better come back.
Amen.
And repent. And get it straight with God.
Yes.
Because if you die in your sin, you're going to hell.
Amen. Yes.
That's the bottom line to it. I'll turn it over to you, Brother William.
Thank you, Brother Johnson.
Amen.
Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, our most capable moderator, and to all who are in our radio audience.
Yes.
Sin is the worst enemy of every man.
Amen.
That's why
God
came into the world, took upon the flesh of man, came in the glory of man, lived a perfect human life, died on the cross for our sin, and now sits in heaven as the Savior who is able to save every man who believes and repents. But now we got a problem. In Jesus Christ, there is no sin.
Amen.
All sin is outside of the body of Christ. If I am a member of the body, the spiritual body of Christ, and I go and live in a sinful life, in a sinful lifestyle, commit deeds of sin, I have stepped out of the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, no, brother. I'm a member of the Church of Christ. If you are living in sin, you are no longer in Christ's spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
You are in the world of sin, and you are going toward hell.
Amen.
Going toward heaven. You are going toward hell.
Some
people talk about people going to hell. Well, the point is you're going toward hell.
Amen.
If you do not change your direction, if you do not repent, that means turn around.
Amen.
That don't mean turn 90 degrees to the right or 90 degrees to the left.
Amen.
It means turn 180 degrees and go toward God.
Amen.
Go toward heaven.
Amen.
Go toward Christ. You got to come to Christ. If you left Christ, you got to turn around and come back to Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise, you are going toward destruction.
Amen.
Toward Satan.
Amen.
Toward hell. Toward the devil. Toward eternal damnation. You are going to hell.
Amen.
It is clear. We have to go in the direction of eternal life, and that's only in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
You got folk in the Church of Christ. They are living in sin.
Yes, sir.
They're fornicating. Yes. They're a man and a woman living together, but they're not lawfully married.
Amen.
According to the moral will of God.
Amen.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the law of marriage was established by God, not by man.
Amen.
Man has taken and established his own laws of marriage, which have nothing to do with the moral law that God established, and it's a sin.
Amen.
God did not establish common law marriage.
Amen. Amen.
God did not establish same-sex marriage.
Amen.
Yeah.
God did not establish transsexual and transgender sex.
Amen.
God created male and female.
That's it.
Amen.
God established heterosexual marriage.
That's it.
God gave the rules of it. God sanctions it. God ordained it. If a man, he said, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and every wife have her own husband. That's it.
Amen.
Say that let every man marry the man of his choice, or every woman marry the woman of her choice. But he says male and female.
Amen.
That's chapter 19, verses 4 all the way through verse 19. Jesus said God made a male and female at the beginning.
That's it.
For this cause, a man should leave father and mother and cleave to his wife,
amen,
and they shall be one flesh. That's God's ordination, male and female. He said, be fruitful and multiply,
amen,
and replenish the earth. Huh?
That's
what
exactly,
God,
yeah,
told man to do in Genesis chapter 2. He didn't tell him anything different. He didn't marry Steve and Adam. He didn't marry Eve and Elizabeth. It was,
amen,
Adam and Eve.
That's it. Amen.
Not Adam and Steve.
That's it.
It was Eve,
amen,
and Adam.
That's it.
That's who it was. It wasn't,
amen,
Eve and Elizabeth.
That's right.
But man has taken it upon himself to establish his own law, his own system of right, righteousness,
amen,
and not submitting to the righteousness of God.
Amen.
And we have to keep,
amen,
preaching again. We have to show that God hates homosexuality. God hates adultery. God hates whoremongers. God,
yes,
hates, God hates everything that is unrighteous.
Amen.
Amen.
God we cannot approve of it. We can't allow preachers and anybody else, members of the church, so-called ministers, we can't,
amen,
allow anyone we encourage or give hearty approval to anyone who decides to live in sin. Because
amen.
Paul,
yes,
Williams, Brother Parker the Fourth, and everybody on this call, I would have you know that we have all kind of folk claiming to be in the body of Christ,
yes,
members,
sir,
of the Church of Christ, and living in ungodliness.
Amen.
Have a mind of faith in truth.
Amen.
And sincerity,
yeah,
to God.
That's it.
The love of God is keeping his commandments. If you love the truth, you must obey it.
That's
if
it.
You, yeah, don't obey it, because you don't love it.
Amen.
We got,
amen,
ministers want to shack up,
mm-hmm,
with a,
amen,
a person. Huh? They,
yeah,
want to shack up.
Amen.
Ministers want to shack up with women.
Yeah.
We got Christians who are adulterers. They divorced for adultery, and then they want to go and marry somebody else and call them to be an adulterer. And God forbids in chapter 19. If any man is put away his wife for any cause other than adultery and goes and marry, he commits adultery. And the one who is put away for adultery commits adultery. My wife committed adultery against me, so I committed adultery against her, and now we divorced for adultery. And I'm going to get married, and she's going to get married. That's a lie.
Amen.
That's a
amen.
Sin. That's an abomination in the sight of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
And Brother Paul, we got the nerve to not only try to defy God's law, we go to living with the one.
Yeah.
Huh? We're going to live together. We're going to sleep together.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go around and in hypocrisy. We're going to pretend as though we go get married or we marry.
Mm.
That's man's common law. That's sin. That's
abomination. That's it. Amen.
And no man should consider himself a man of God, a Christian, a minister, a teacher, an example, living in that kind of state.
Amen.
No one should consider herself a child of God in true faith and holiness and is living in that situation and allowing herself to be a participant in it. Romans chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says that those who commit these idolatrous and adulterous acts of disobedience to God are worthy of eternal damnation.
Amen.
Worthy of death. That's worthy of hell.
That's it.
Worthy of eternal condemnation. Okay?
Amen.
And not only that, those who are approved and who go along with it, they just as guilty. They not only know that this is wrong, but they going along with it. You just as guilty. You worthy of the same eternal condemnation.
Amen. Amen.
In our life, it's up to each and every individual to repent and show himself approved to God for himself.
Amen.
Preachers can't make people obey God. Elders can't make you obey God. Teachers can't make you obey God. Jesus is not going to make you obey him.
Amen.
You got the love the truth. You got to love God. You got to be concerned about your own soul. You are responsible for your soul.
Amen. Amen.
Your soul. Your husband not responsible for your soul. Your wife not responsible for your soul. Your children not responsible for your soul. And you not responsible for theirs. You, each and every one of us, are individual members of the body of Christ. We are responsible for our own soul salvation.
That's it.
We have a responsibility to obey God for ourselves. I can't obey God for anybody else.
That's right.
My righteousness ain't good enough to save me without the blood of Christ, and it sure can't save you.
That's it.
God is all this stuff that's going on in the world. You want to get up and you want to tell somebody what's right, but you're living in sin.
Amen.
You want people to approve and to buddy with you and to tolerate you and accept you, but you living in sin. Paul said, if I sin, he says, woe unto me. He says, I buffet my body. I bring it under subjection. That's when I have preached to others, I myself and become a castaway.
Amen.
Paul said, nobody is going to accept what I say if I don't discipline myself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 and 27, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
Amen.
Brother, you are disqualified.
Amen.
You cannot preach to anybody.
Amen.
You need to sit and get out of the pulpit. Got preachers chasing women in the pulpit and talking about, I'm a man of God. I'm a minister and a preacher. But you chasing women. You got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 women, and you're looking at smoke. And you're living, and it's wrong. We got to stop that, brethren. That's a sin.
Amen.
Christ, no place. You are not in the spiritual church of Christ.
Amen.
You are outside of the Christ. You are unsaved. Because you are in the world of sin.
Amen.
You gotta stop it.
Amen.
Brother, we can't let people get by with going along with that. We can't condone or accept that foolishness. God does not condone it. He condemns it.
Amen.
Homosexuality. I got homosexuals in my family. Tell them the truth.
Amen.
Don't be along with it. Tell them the truth. God does not love, nor does God accept homosexuality. The Bible says he's feminine. The Bible says men abusing themselves with man. Women leaving the natural use of a woman and defiling the natural use of the man and defiling themselves with women. God does not approve. We got to tell the truth and shame the devil.
That's it.
Yes.
We got brothers that for friendship's sake, we don't want to say nothing to our other Christian friend, our buddy, our friend. We don't want to say nothing because we're going to offend them because we want to remain friends. And we can't
Amen.
Be cowardly. You know, I want somebody else to tell them. I don't want to tell them myself. I want somebody else to tell them so if they get mad and upset, Brother Johnson, they won't be upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be upset with the one who tells them. Shame on
Amen.
You. Christ says, I'm ashamed of you.
That's what he said.
You have
Amen.
Denied me before men. I'm going to deny you before your Father, which is our Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Christ says, I'm
Amen.
Not. You deny me. You are not confessing me. Who is Christ? Jesus is the truth. He is the living word of God. He is the word, the logos, the truth. God's word is truth. You going to deny
Amen.
Teaching and preaching the word of God? Huh?
That's it, bro.
Then you are
Amen.
Denying Christ.
Amen.
We confess him by doing what he says, by preaching his word, by telling us of the way of salvation. That's how we confess him and
Amen.
Living
Amen.
It ourselves.
Amen.
I can't tell you nothing if Amen. I ain't living. I cannot tell you, you ought to do this, and I'm not even doing it myself. I'm doing the opposite.
Amen.
Every man ought to have one wife. If you are divorced for the cause of adultery, you cannot remarry.
Amen.
If you go and have sex and you are not lawfully married by God's law of marriage,
Amen.
You have not met the qualifications for marriage under God's law. You marry into adultery if you go and get married like that. And you live
Amen.
In adultery. You will die in adultery if you don't repent.
Amen.
And you will go to hell
Amen.
In the end. You already on your way. You're going toward hell. But if you don't repent, you will go to hell in the end.
Amen.
All you got to do is die.
That's it.
And you will wake
yes.
up. Your spiritual eye will be opened up, and you will see your state of condemnation. You'll be
yes.
just like the Bible said he lifted up his eyes in hell.
That's it.
Amen.
What he said.
That's going to happen to you. Listen. We're trying to tell you what's right. We're trying to warn you not to do the wrong thing.
Amen.
You gotta
Amen.
Receive. Too many folk are doing that.
Amen.
He said, well, how many? It don't have to be but one, and that's too many.
Amen.
But
Amen.
It's more than. It's not just in America. It's not just in Texas. It's all over the world. Because men are doing whatever their minds lead them to do. And it's not
Amen.
The mind of Christ. It is the mind of the flesh.
Amen.
It's the will of the flesh. It serves the will of Satan. Satan
Amen.
Gifts and Satan deceives through the mind and the lust of the flesh.
That's it. Amen.
We can use our bodies to glorify God, or we can use our bodies to serve sin and the flesh. You serve
Amen.
The flesh, you serve yourself. Your own selfish greed is going to cause you to go to hell. God not sending nobody here. Choosing because we choose to serve the lust of our flesh rather than the will of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's a shame to God, but it's happening in the church of God. And technically, literally, it is not in the church of God. The children of God are leaving the truth.
The truth.
They are outside
Amen.
Of They claim in sanctification, salvation. They claim in favor because they claim it that I'm a member of the church of Christ. They're trying to wear a name that they're not serving.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot serve God in sin. You must walk
Amen.
According to the Spirit of God, the Word of God. Faith in God. If the spirit of your mind is not following the Spirit of God, you are not a child of God in the
Amen.
You are in sin. You are condemned. You have become condemned. You have become subject to condemnation once again. It is impossible
Amen.
For you to be saved because you have allowed yourself to be condemned by your sin.
Amen.
God can't save you with your sin.
Amen.
He can't save you in your sin. You got to come out of it.
That's it.
You got to accept
Amen.
The truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never obeyed the gospel, you must obey the gospel. The gospel
yes.
calls you out of the sin of your flesh into the salvation that is in Christ.
Amen.
If you have never
Amen.
Been baptized into Christ, if you have never been baptized into the body of Christ, we're talking about spiritual baptism. We're talking about your spirit, your soul. Your
Amen.
Soul must be baptized into the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
Your soul is spirit.
Yes.
It is the image of God. Your flesh is not spirit.
Amen.
Your flesh is
Amen.
Sinful. It is mortal. It is death. It is not eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.
No flesh has any inheritance in the spiritual kingdom of Christ.
That's it.
Only
Amen.
Your spirit man can be a part of it. But your spirit
yeah.
man must be believed through the mind of faith.
That's yes.
it. You must exercise your spiritual will through faith in the gospel.
Yes.
Faith in more. Faith in Jesus Christ, who is the sacrifice. He is the gospel, the salvation
Amen.
For all of mankind.
Amen.
But he gives it to those who obey him.
Amen.
How can I obey Christ?
Amen.
Christ commanded God. He commanded that you obey the gospel, hear it, believe it, repent of your sins, be confess his name, and be baptized. That's obedience to the gospel. Once you are baptized, you are buried with Christ by spiritual baptism
Amen.
Into his death, where you receive the spiritual atonement by his blood, which he shed in his death, and you are raised a new spiritual creature. You have new
Amen.
Eternal life. You have eternal life once again. You were born with it when you were born into the world, but you lost it because you did what Adam and Eve did in the beginning. You're
Amen.
Saying.
That's it.
Now
Amen.
You need to get it back. Jesus died so you could get it back, but you got to obey him
Amen.
And not men. You got preachers saying you don't have to be baptized to be saved, but Jesus said you have to be baptized to be saved.
Amen.
Yeah.
Who you going to be? Who you going to follow? Some preacher? Or some so-called preacher who claims he's a minister of God? Are you going to listen to some books written by men
Amen.
That explain that baptism is not essential to salvation? You are saved through faith by grace, and it is not of obedience. Huh?
Mm.
They are misquoting yeah. and taking Romans chapter 10 out of context.
Amen.
They lying to you.
Amen.
You are saved through grace.
Amen.
Grace
Amen.
Is the inherited favor of God.
Amen.
You obtain
Amen.
It when you obey the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
When you are baptized
yeah.
into Christ, Acts 2:38. For the removal of your sins, Acts 2:38. Then
Amen.
Are you recipients of the grace of God.
That's it.
The grace of God is the gospel of Christ, and to receive it, we must obey it.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Has sent it into all men. But you got to repent Titus chapter 2, verse 11.
Yes.
The great that bringeth salvation has appeared to mankind, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lust, that's repenting, that we should live soberly and righteously in this present world.
That's it.
God sent the gospel in the world for men to believe and obey it. And you got preachers telling you ain't got to obey the gospel. Just believe that Jesus is God. Believe in your heart and accept him as your Lord and Savior. How can you accept someone as your Lord and Savior, your commander, to obey them, but you don't obey them? He said,
amen.
Jesus said, be cool. It's a lie. It's a twisted, it's a deceitful lie. You can't even do what they're telling you. But they lie to you and deceive you, telling you that you can be saved through faith only.
Amen.
The Bible says faith only is vain.
That's it.
Amen. Not be saved, nor can you please God by faith only.
Amen.
He said, show me your faith by your work. What work? Your obedience. That's what faith does. Faith works through obedience.
Amen.
Salvation, when we obey.
That's it. That's too plain.
You can't miss that. Have help.
Amen.
You got to be your help is real short. You got to be missing a lot of floors in your elevator shaft to not understand what the Bible says plainly. God is serious about saving men's souls.
Amen.
So we got to get serious about allowing God to save our souls. And all this playing around, your God ain't done nothing to me, so I must be all right. You are being deceived, and you are deceiving your. You better repent and obey God, because you are on your way to hell if you do not.
Amen.
May God bless each and every one. If you decide that you want to be a part of the true Church of God, the only one written on the page of inspiration, the church that belongs to Christ, Matthew 16:18, Romans 16:16, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 27, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, the church of Christ, the body of Christ, Romans chapter 7, verse 4, the wife of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, 23 through 25, the wife of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, 23 and 22 and 23.
Amen.
If you want to be a part of and you are not a member of the Church of Christ, you need to go to the local assembly of the Church of Christ at your earliest opportunity. And you need to obey the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Give your hand to the minister and give your heart of faith and obedience to Christ and be baptized into Christ so that you might become a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. New creation in Christ. All things passed away, and behold, everything now new. You got a new life. You got a new and living way. You got a new hope. You got a sure salvation. You have a Holy Spirit as the seal, the guarantee of your salvation. Because Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit. If you want to be saved, you must obey the truth. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
Brother Paul, we'll turn it over to you to conclude and make our closing remarks. God bless everyone.
Yes, Lord. Hey. This has been the gospel preached in the time that we as Americans are on the way down, going to hell. Now, supreme authority told God he's a lie. A man can marry a man, and a woman can marry a woman. And you have a right to do that. Now, that is provocatively wrong against God. Now, we as members of the body of Christ, we got our preachers, some of our preachers are in it for the money and the honey. They're doing like the world is doing. They're just trying to get members in. Now, they're dipping in water, they're to your HVRCB and everything, but you can do and live like you want to do as long as you come to church. I'm not going to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach you something that make you feel good, and you feel good. I'm here. I'm your minister. This is the Church of Christ, and you're up in that line. Taking the realm of the hell. Amen. We've got to let folks know that if you're in a church that your preacher is living wrong, preaching wrong, then go to a good Church of Christ where the preacher is strong and living right and preaching right, setting a good example. Amen. Because I know it's a whole lot of these Churches of Christ wearing the name, saying HVRCB, and living like hell up and down. And he'll tell you, this is my church. My church. The people got to respect him over Christ Jesus. No gospel preacher has his church. He is a minister of the church from Christ. Or you will say the Church of Christ. We better get it together because of many churches. And the gospel that we preach tonight, Brother William, Brother John, Brother Parker, and Brother Parker, preach tonight. Don't you ever think that the Holy Ghost will set the power. See, we're all over the universe on this program. And don't forget that the Word of God expels the Holy Spirit, and he goes into action. Amen. When you preach your word, you know that sometimes when you preach hard and heavy, and you just see the crowd out there, you got a lot of people that are not members, and you preach provocatively strong and tell them the truth, you'll notice that somebody will come down the aisle and be baptized. Amen. Because that's the strength of the Holy Ghost. And if you're a minister of God or call yourself a minister of the Church of Christ, you better stick with the book. Preach sound doctrine consistently. Amen. And the church will grow up strong. Amen. That's how a lot of the older churches have good elders and deacons in it that's carrying on. Amen. And you got some guys going and put their buddies in there as elders and deacons, and then put his name on the paper from the state, and they're under him. He's making his church. And they believe that because he put them there because they wanted to be there and they didn't even qualify to be deacons and elders in the church. Stop it! Stop it! God punishes old churches too. I've known two or three that just fail all the way down. They were big, growing churches that fail all the way down. This is the kind of messages that we got to send out now, because America had been blessed because we proclaimed we were one nation under God, but everybody wasn't in the Church of Christ. But at least they acknowledged God. But now our Supreme Court said, God, you are a lie. A man can marry a man. A woman can marry a woman. We declare that. Almost like Nebuchadnezzar, who built his own statue and told everybody, we need a sack, but the trumpet and all instruments, bow down and worship my God. America, yeah. You are on the way to hell, to destruction. Now, Church of Christ, we better live right and do right because hell is breaking loose in America. And we've got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. We're going to go and pray now. Let us all pray. Father God, we humbly come before that throne. Asking you, Father, to help bless us to continue to preach the profound gospel that you told us to do. And Father, we want to hear some things of the results of this international broadcast. You said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Father, that's helping us to do that. And not only that, the exposure of the gospel to wickedness and wrongness, the Holy Ghost will go into action, and we know that. We are to preach sound doctrine against everything. And when we go against God, even as a nation, we have to preach and expose the nation that at one time was a wonderful nation which declared itself to be one nation under God, so-called indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Father, help bring this nation back before we fall all out. And we know that we are on the way to destruction. Bless us, Father. Members of the body of Christ, live right now in the midst of all of the situation that we're facing in our nation. Hear us, Father, and bless us. We beg this prayer in Jesus' name. We pray. Let us all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Again.
Yes, Lord. Good night, Brother William, Brother Johnson.
Yep. God bless each and every one of us according to his will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Y'all have a blessed night. All right.
Yes, sir.